Good morning.
早上好。
Well, I do not know any Chinese.
我不太知道中文。
But I have a son who is now dreaming in Chinese.
我一个儿子现在用中文做梦。
My youngest son's name is David.
我最年轻的孩子叫大卫。
And he is in an intensive 63-week Chinese class.
64周的中文课程。
He is studying to become a Chinese translator.
他希望将来做中文的翻译。
Now, when David was very young, just learning how to speak,
当我的儿子大卫很小，刚刚开始说话的时候，
he didn't know how to say David.
他不知道怎么来说大卫。
Now, remember, he's my youngest son.
当然他最小的孩子。
So the way he said David was Didi.
他说的是弟弟。
So I now understand that his first words were Chinese.
他现在明白这个字什么意思，第一个学到中文是弟弟，他是最年轻的孩子。
I will mail him the church bulletin.
他会把我们今天的那个周报会寄给他。
And I'll talk to him by phone hopefully this afternoon and let him know that I was able to worship with you.
Yeah, 他告诉他我在华人中间一同来敬拜。
Well, Christmas celebrates the coming of light into darkness.
庆祝圣诞的时候是光进入黑暗。
And so this morning we're going to look at Psalm 84 verse 11.
我们今天要看这个诗篇八十四篇的有一节经文十一节。
Psalm 84 verse 11 paints a picture for us of God as Son, S-U-N.
这十一节来描述上帝像日光一样，日头一样。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless.O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
因为耶和华是日头，他是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他为上留下一样好处，不给那些行为正直的人。万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福。
The Bible uses many pictures for God.
圣经用不同的图画来描述神。
In the book of Psalms, the best known picture is the Lord is my shepherd.
当然，大家都非常熟悉诗篇中的诗篇二十三篇。耶和华是我的牧者。
The Bible speaks of God as our King and our refuge.
说耶和华是我们的王，耶和华是我们的避难所。
Jesus is said to be a vine. Jesus is said to be a door.
耶稣他是枝子，然后他也说到耶稣是门。
The Bible uses these pictures to teach us things about who God is.
圣经用这些图画来描述，让教导我们谁是谁，神是谁。
And God wants to teach us from Psalm 84.Some things about himself.
显然神也愿意用八十四篇来表达神的某一个特点。
The Bible says God is the sun.
圣经说耶和华是日头。
Not literally, this is a metaphor.
当然这不是一个本质的描述，而是一个比喻。
God uses this picture so that throughout the week when we see the sun, we will remember three things about who God is.
神用这句话的话，至少让我们提醒我们在每周的生活中，至少提醒我们关于神的三件事。
One thing that the Son teaches us about God is that God is a God of great bounty.
当圣经说神像日头的时候，表明说这位上帝是一个丰富的上帝。
The second thing it teaches is that God is a God of great favor.
第二件事讲到神时候，神是一个乐意施舍的神。
And the third thing the Son teaches us is that God is a God of great glory.
透过日头，我们感觉说神是一个荣耀的神。
So at least in English, we only have three words to remember.
对于你们懂英文的人来说，只要记住三个字就行了。
Bounty,
丰富
；favor,
神是爱
；glory,
荣耀。
When we see the sun, God is speaking to us.
当我们看到神的时候，看到那个日头是吧？看到日头的时候，表明神在向我们说话。
Reminding us that He's a God of bounty, favor, glory.
提醒我们，神是日头，神是恩宠，神是荣耀。
Now, where did I get these three?
我从哪边我拿到这三个字
？From Psalm 84:11.
当然是在诗篇的第十一节。
Notice it says, "No good thing does He withhold."
注意啊，他说没有一个不好的事情。
That means He's a God of bounty.
他不愿留下，表明神是一个丰富的神。
He bestows favor.
他把那些恩惠赐下。
And he bestows honor or glory.
他也赐下荣耀和尊贵。
So let's look at each one of these.
让我们来思想这三件事。
First of all, the sun teaches us that God is a God of great bounty.
首先，太阳来教导我们，神是一个丰富的神。
Now, in English, it says, no good thing does he withhold.
在英文里讲到说，神不会把一个不好的东，没有一件好东西不给我们。
The word translated good in English is the Hebrew word tov.
希伯来文 tov 是讲好的，豆腐哈。所以你们，我怎么记希伯来文就这样记。
And like many words, tov means a number of different things.
就像很多词一样，这个好可以代表不同的意思。
One thing tov means is bounty.
一个意思是代表丰富。
Remember the story of Joseph.
还记得那个约瑟的故事吗？
When Joseph was in Egypt, there were going to be 7 years of famine.
在埃及的时候，神透过梦告诉他有7年的是 famine 灾难。
But before those years of famine, the Bible says there were going to be 7 good years.
然而在前面有7年是好的年头。
And for a farmer, a good year is a year with a bountiful harvest.
一个好的年头对于种地的人来说，那就是丰收的年。
This is just one example. There are more where in the Bible the word good means bountiful.
在圣经中有很多这样的例子。
And notice the text says that God does not withhold anything that is good. That means God does not withhold his bountyFrom his people.
注意当这里说他为上留下一样的好处不给那些正直的人的时候，表明神是一个丰富的神，他乐意赏赐人。
I'm not a scientist.
我不是一个科学家。
Probably some of you are.
也许你们中间很多。
But you don't have to be a scientist to know that the sun emits a bountiful amount of light.
显然你不需要做一个科学家就可以明白说上帝用光的时候非常的浪费。
Scientists probably can't even count the number of photons that come out of the sun every day.
科学家也没办法来数算有多少这个伏烫从这个光子从那个太阳里头出来。
Why billions and billions and billions of photons coming from the sun?
为什么这些成千上万的这些光子会从上光里头出来，太阳出来？
Because the sun reflects something of who God is.
因为太阳反映出上帝的某一个特性。
God is a God of great bounty.
这个神是一个非常丰富的神。
This means that we need to view God as not a stingy God.
当我们来思想神的时候，不是说一个很很吝啬的神。
But rather a very generous father.
而是一个非常这个非常慷慨的神。谢谢。
Do you need my help?
Oh, yeah. Hebrew.
Back in Psalm 81.
回到诗篇84。
In verse 10.
注意第十节。
God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it.
Which one?
Verse 10.
Verse 10 in the 81. Also, I'm sorry. 回到81篇。他说第十节里这样说。他的影儿81对，念错了。第十节，我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
When I read this verse, it always reminds me of a baby bird.
当我看到这些经文，它老提醒我，就是说那些小的幼鸟。
The baby bird is sitting in the nest, waiting for the mother bird to bring back food.
那些小鸟都是张着嘴，然后在那个。鸟巢里头张着嘴等妈妈喂它。
And as the mother bird is flying to the nest, the baby bird's beak is not like this.
当妈妈飞过来的时候，那些鸟不是把嘴闭的。
The baby bird's mouth is.
他们是打开的。
That's what God says to you.
这是神怎么样向我们说话。
He says, "Open wide your mouth, and He will fill it with good things."
把你的嘴打开，他就要大大的充满你。
Because he is a generous God.
神是一个非常慷慨大方的神。
And how much does he have to give to you?
他想给你多少？
He owns the whole universe.
他拥有宇宙万有。
He can give you all of the photons of the sun.
当然他可以把所有的光子给你。
He can give you everything you need.
当然他可以满足我们一切的需要。
And even more.
当然超过我们所思所想。
At the end of Psalm 81,
当八十一篇结束的时候，
God says you would be fed with the finest of wheat.
他必拿最好的麦子给你们吃，给他们吃。
With honey from the rock, I would satisfy you.
又从岩石中拿出蜂蜜，叫他们饱足。
God says he loves to give you not the leftovers, but the finest.
他不是把那些剩余的东西给你，而是把他最好的。
And that as a good father, he loves to satisfy the desires of his children.
作为一个慈爱的神，他乐意满足我们的最基本的、最重要的需要。
So after church, when you go outside and look at the sun,
当今天敬拜结束的时候，你去看太阳。
Not directly.
哦，当然不是直接的看。
God is speaking to you.
神透过日光来向你说话。
And he is reminding you that he is a God of great bounty.
他提醒你神是一个极度丰富的神。
And that he loves to give good gifts to his children.
他愿意把他一切的好处都给我们，给他的儿女。
Second word.
第二个词。
Favor.
就是神的恩惠。
When God speaks to you through the Son, he also reminds you that he's a God who gives favor.
当神透过日光向我们说话的时候，来表明神对我们的恩惠。
This means two things.
这里表明两件事。
They're related but different.
有相关但是不一样。
When God gives you favor, it means that he is favorably disposed toward you.
这件事不像那个丰富那样，它是特别说神特地的把一些事情打开给你。
And it means he's willing to do good things for you.
他特别的愿意为你做一些好事。
Favorable attitude,
可能对你恩惠的态度。
Favorable action,
对你恩惠的行动。
Exodus 12:36,
在出埃及记十二章，第四节。
We see both of these.
我们看到这两件事，出埃及记第十二章第四第六节。
Exodus 12:36.
Chapter 12, verse 36. 36, 出埃及记第十二章三十六节。
The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for.
耶和华叫埃及，叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以至于埃及人给他们所要的。
Literally in English, it says God gave the Israelites favor. God gave them favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
换句话说，神透过在埃及人的众目睽睽之下把恩惠给了他的百姓以色列人。
This means that the Egyptians had a favorable attitude toward the Israelites.
换句话说，埃及人甚至对犹太人都有是恩惠。
But notice the text goes on to say, and they gave them everything they asked for.
注意这件事，埃及人给了所有以色列人要的东西。
The word grace in the New Testament often means these two things.
新约中说恩典的时候表明两件事。
The Apostle Paul said to the church, I want you to excel in the grace of giving.
我希望你们在恩典的赐予中那个长进。
If the church had written back to Paul and said, we have a favorable attitude toward giving, but we're not going to give anything, Paul would not have been happy.
当这是教会写信给这个回信的时候说，哦，我们非常有这个好的态度，但是我们不愿意给你任何钱。
Favor is both God's attitude toward you and his willingness to do good things for you.
恩惠不仅仅是上帝对我们有一个好的态度，甚至是上帝亲自的在我们中间有举动。
In English, we say, "Would you do me a favor?"
英文中说，你能不能够帮我做件好恩惠的事？
Favor is action.
这个好处是一个行动。
And in the same way, God has a favorable attitude toward you, and He's willing to do favorable things for you.
非常类似的，神用好的态度，也用好的行动来施恩给我们。
Now, how does the sun teach you this?
那日头怎么样教导我们这点？
The book of Psalms frequently has this short prayer. God, make your face shine on us.
记得诗篇经常用这样很短的一些经文来祷告说，主，你耶和华向我们扬脸。
Now, in American culture, we have a symbol for a smiley face.
美国经常有很多 微笑的脸面。
Does anybody know, do any of the young people know what shape is the smiley face?
还记得什么样的形状是这个笑的脸？
It's round.
当然是圆的。
Does anybody know what color the smiley face is?
颜色是什么呢？在 Google 上或者是 Yahoo。
Why is it round and yellow? What's it a picture of?
为什么是圆的？为什么是黄色？
It's a picture of the sun.
当然是表达像太阳一样。
Do you, most people feel more happy on a sunny day than a cloudy day?
我不知道你们是在阴天高兴还是在晴天快乐。
This past summer, my father-in-law passed away.
去年夏天我的这个岳父去世了。
He lived in a cloudy area.
他是在一个充满这个阴天的地方。
When my wife would call on the phone,
我太太打电话。
She could always tell if it was sunny by how his voice sounded.
他可以根据他爸爸的这个打电话的这个语调，可以判断那里天气如何。
If it's been cloudy for a number of days, the sun brings a smile to our face.
如果是真有很好的晴天的话，我们可以带来更多的这个笑脸。
It's a picture of the fact that when God looks at you from heaven, He smiles.
这是神用笑脸帮助我们的一个图画。
Sometimes you walk into a room and your eye catches somebody and they're frowning or scowling at you.
有时候你进到一家，你发现这家人脸上是皱的眉头，你会产生一些反应。
Isn't it much better when you walk into a room and somebody greets you with a smile?
也许你更喜欢当你进来的时候，人用笑脸来欢迎你。
Some of us think that God is frowning and scowling at us all the time.
有的人认为上帝永远是用这种命和这个严肃的态度对待我们。
We know we do wrong things, and we think that because we do wrong things, God is always frowning and scowling at us.
我们知道我们有时候做错事是罪人，但是是不是我们就因此认为上帝永远是这样怀怒？
Because Jesus has lived a perfect life in your place, and died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins, God is not frowning anymore. He is always smiling when He looks at you.
当我们因耶稣基督在十字架上所付的这个代价，我们在基督里的时候，神永远是从天上用笑脸来看我们。
God likes you.
神爱我们。
And the sun is a reminder of how much God likes you.
太阳是提醒我们神用什么样的程度来爱我们。
But not only does he have a good attitude toward you, he is ready to do good things for you.
他不仅仅是笑脸看你，而且愿意为你做一些实事。
Psalm 142:8.
诗篇140.
Psalm 142:8.
142. Okay. 143. 42. 42.
Psalm 142:8, the righteous will surround me, for God will deal bountifully with me.
Verse 2, right?
8.
Verse 8. So you know I'm very good at math. 主耶和华，你的眼目，我的眼目仰望你，我投靠你，求你不要将我，撇得孤独。
Matthew Henry has said,
有一个解经家叫 Matthew Henry,
That when God gives us favor,
当神给我们恩惠的时候
it refers to God's goodwill toward us,
表明上帝向我们的心意
and God's good work in us,
表明他向我们施的好意和我们对我们的工作对我们的行为
So after church, when you go outside and look at the sun,
当今天敬拜结束的时候你到外面去看太阳
God is speaking to you,
神借着太阳向你说话
And he is saying that he's a God who gives you his favor.
那表明上帝把恩惠要给你。
He likes you.
他喜欢你。
And he is always ready to do good things for you.
他总是愿意把好处给你。
First word.
第一个字。
Bounty.
是丰富的神。
Second word.
第二个。
Favor.
恩惠。
Third word.
是荣耀。
Glory. Let's look at that last word.
我们来看最后的部分。
The Hebrew word is
希伯来文
kavod.
Kavod 是希伯来文荣耀。
Okay, I'll teach you a Hebrew word. You teach me a Chinese word.
那我们来做一个交易。
The Hebrew word for glory is kavod.
Kavod.
What's the Chinese word?
荣耀。荣耀。
龙阳。
荣耀。
Oh,
That's why he's a son of
Hebrew is much easier.
荣耀。
I'll have to ask my son, Didi, about
okay.
that.
我有那儿子。
Didi is easier.
Didi is easier.
The Hebrew word kavod means three things all at once.
在希伯来文说荣耀的时候, 三个含义在一起的。
It means what somebody accomplishes.
是表明这个人是有能够成就。
It means their own sense of dignity because of what they've accomplished.
因为他能够完成这些事情, 所以他有那种尊荣。
And it means the honor that other people give them for what they accomplished.
同时表明因为他完成这些事, 其他的人会把尊荣归给他。
Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
诗篇19篇表达说, 诸天述说神的荣耀。
Creating the heavens is what God has accomplished.
创造天地表明神所做的事。
Because of what God accomplished, he has a sense of dignity.
因神所做的这些事情, 神可以知道他是有尊荣的。
And because of what he accomplished, we honor him, we praise him.
我们看到他所做的这一切的时候, 我们来荣耀他, 来尊荣他。
So the heavens declaring the glory of God refer to what God has accomplished, his sense of dignity, and the honor that we give him.
所以诸天述说神的荣耀的时候, 来表明神的创造的工作, 表明神自己的尊荣, 和我们应该归给他的荣耀。
This same thing is true for humans.
同样的事情可以应用在人身上。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 1.
创世纪31章。
Chapter 31, verse 1. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father."
雅各听见班拉的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺去了，并借着我们的父亲得了这一切的荣耀。
The word translated wealth is the word kavod.
这中文可以翻成财物，也可以翻成荣耀。
It refers to what Jacob accomplished as a herdsman.
这比方说，雅各在那里放羊的时候所完成了什么事儿。
It refers to Jacob's sense of dignity because he had accomplished so much.
因为他做的这些事情，他有那种荣耀的感受。
It refers to the honor that others in the community gave to him.
也表明周围的人对他所做这一切所归给他的荣耀。
So Hebrew kavod means what we accomplish, our sense of dignity, and the honor that others give.
所以希伯来文的荣耀代表我们所做的事, 我们因此所得的尊荣和别人归给我们的荣耀。
Now, most of the time in the Bible,
当在圣经中有很多的时候,
when we have the words God, give, and glory,
当我们说神, 给荣耀,
we are giving glory to God.
我们把荣耀归给神。
But notice in this text, it's different.
但这个经文有点不一样。
In this text, God is giving glory to you.
既然是神把他的荣耀归给，分赐给我们。
Most of the time, we give glory to God.
在大多数圣经讲，我们把荣耀归给神。
But when you think of the sun as a bright, shining star,
当你来思想这个日头的时候，作为非常荣耀光辉的本体。
When you think of the sun shining into your own life,
当太阳来照到你的人生的时候,
it is a picture of God giving you glory.
是这样一个图画，是神把荣耀归给我们。
That's hard for us to understand.
有的时候我们很难理解。
Because we're so used to thinking of our giving glory to God.
我们非常熟悉，我们把神把荣耀归给神。
But the psalm says,
诗篇84篇说了,
"The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives glory."
诗篇这里说，请大家一块念，我没翻到哈。
What does that mean?
当诗篇说,
when God gives you glory, it means that He will empower you to accomplish much.
这里在讲神要赐给我们能力，以至于我们能够达成更多的事。
How many of you have something you need to accomplish this week?
有多少人需要完成很多的事?
Maybe it's in school.
也许是在工作, 学校,
maybe it's at home.
也许在家里,
maybe it's at work.
也许是在你的工作岗位,
maybe it's in the church.
也许在教会,
maybe it's in the neighborhood.
也许是在你的社区,
It's probably all of those places. We have a lot to accomplish. Where do you get the power to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish? The Son reminds you that God will give you all of the power you need to accomplish much for Him.
而太阳来提醒我们一件事，神要透过他给我们的祝福和能力来达为他达成这些事情。
Now, how does God want you to feel when you accomplish something good this week?
当你达成这些事的时候，神让你给你什么样的感受？
Does He want you to feel bad?
当然，他感到说你什么都一事无成吗？
No, He wants you to feel good.
显然，当你达成他所给你的时候，因他的能力，你会感到感受非常的感觉好。
How did God feel while He was?Creating the universe.
还记得当上帝创造天地万物的时候，神怎么感受的？
Each day as he looked at what he had accomplished.
那每一天他造日的六天，他怎么说的？
Did he say, "Oh, that's not very good"?
他说这不太好。
He said, "It is good."
他说这是好的。
It is good.
好的。
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 Very good.
很好。甚好。
In whose image have you been created?
我们是按谁的形象来造的？
In God's image.
以神的形象来造的。
Now what you do is not perfect.
当然你所做的不完美。
But it is good.
仍然在神看中是好的。
And God wants you, like Himself, to be able to look at your work this week and say, it is good.
神的确是向你来看你的工作的时候，感受到说这是有一个 sense of accomplishment.
And God also wants you to honor each other for the good things that you do.
同样的，神也希望我们在彼此中间来恭贺我们所达成的事情。
How do you feel when somebody criticizes you for your work?
当你做一些事情，别人来说做得非常不好的时候，你怎么感受？
How do you feel when somebody compliments you for your work?
但当别人来鼓励你的时候，你什么样的感受？
God wants you to build each other up.
神是希望我们来彼此的建造。
To encourage each other.
来彼此的鼓励。
To say, well done.
神会说做得很好。
God is going to say that to you.
神将来有一天会对你这样说。
The gospel tells us that.
福音这样说。
In the very end, God is going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
那最后耶稣会说到说忠心良善的仆人做得很好。
God is going to praise you.
神会来称赞称颂我们
He's going to give you glory.
把他的荣耀分给我们
And you're going to say No, it was all by your grace.
但是我们都会说什么都是 by 你的恩典因着你的恩典
And he's going to say I know, well done.
我知道这点仍然做得很好
And you're going to say You shouldn't say well done to me.
也许你应该说神啊不是我做得很好
Because you did it all through me.
你只是你透过你来做成的
And God is going to say, I know, well done.
我知道，你还是做得很好。
And guess what?
猜猜是什么？
He's not waiting till then.
其实他不光是等到将来这样做。
If you have the ears to hear,
如果你有耳来听，
you can hear God say to you now, well done.
你可以在心里头听见神说，你做得很好。
Will that encourage you to do more for God?
你是不是愿意做更多，为神做更多的事？
What is the reminder that God says, well done?
提醒我们什么？当神说你们做得很好的时候
It's the sun.
是日头
The sun teaches you that God is a God of bounty, a God of favor, and a God who gives you glory.
日头提醒我们神是一个丰富的神神是一个乐意赏赐恩惠的神神是一个赐荣耀给我们的神
Now, let me tell you how you can get God's favor, how you can get His bounty, and how you can get His glory.
我告诉你怎么样得到这三样
It's very easy.
非常容易。
The psalm tells us.
这诗篇告诉我们。
The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless.
因为耶和华是日头，是盾牌，是要赐一些恩惠和荣耀。他为上留下一些不一样的好处，不给那些行为正直的人。
All you have to do is be blameless.
你要做一件事就是做一个完全的人
Isn't that encouraging?
是不是非常的鼓励你
All you have to do is be perfect
你要做的是做完全的人
But notice how the psalm ends
注意诗篇怎么结束
Blessed
祝福
That means experiencing God's bounty, God's favor, God's glory
这表明是依靠神的刚刚所赏赐的这三样
Blessed are those who trust
注意是依靠你的人
in him
在你里面
In my devotions I was reading this week
我这个星期来灵修的时候
And one author reminded me
有一个作者提醒我
That we cannot do anything to earn things from God
我们没有办法做任何事情来挣得从神那里挣得东西
He said we must receive them freely as a gift
一定是要完全的接受神所给我们的这些恩惠
or not receive them at all.
要么就是什么都没收到。
So how do you get God's bounty, God's favor, God's glory if you can't earn it?
如果你没办法靠自己挣得，你怎么来得到上帝这一切的好处，无论是恩惠、丰富还是荣耀？
It's a Christmas present.
记住，是圣诞节的礼物。
From God to you.
从神从天而降。
You see, Jesus came.
耶稣来到这里。
To live a perfect life in your place.
在我们的位置上做完美的一个人。
And to die on the cross to pay the penalty for all of your sins.
在十字架上为我们代求代赎。
And that means that all of God's favor is free to you.
因此说神的一切恩典是免费的赏赐给爱他的人。
You can't do anything to earn it.
你没办法挣得这一切。
You just open wide your mouth.
记住那个小鸟打开你的嘴。
But not only has Jesus come to give you God's favor,
不光耶稣来把神的恩惠带给我们。
He has also come that you might have life.
同时当你来的时候你可以得生命。
Life in all of its
这样什么样的生命呢?
Abundance.
是丰盛的生命。
Life in all of its bounty.
是一个丰富的生命。
Why did Jesus come at Christmas?
为什么耶稣在圣诞来到?
He came to secure God's favor.
是来保证神给你的恩惠。
He came to secure God's bounty.
是把神的丰富来保证。
And at Christmas, you can see the glory of God.
在圣诞节的时候，你可以看到神的荣耀。
And you can remember that God is in the process of making you just like Jesus in all of His glory.
你可以看到神在一个过程中把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
So every day as you see the sun,
每一天当你看见日头的时候。
And here in Florida, we are the sunshine state.
当然佛罗里达我们都非常熟悉。
We see the sun many days.
我们每天可以看到太阳。
And God is speaking to you.
神借着这件事情告诉我们。
To encourage you.
来鼓励你。
He tells you that he's a very generous God.
然后神是一个非常丰富乐意赏赐的神。
A God of bounty.
是一个丰富的神。
He tells you that he likes you.
他告诉我们。
He's a God of favor.
他是一个乐意施恩惠的神。
And he tells you that he is ready to give you all of the power that you need.
他预备要把所有我们需要的能力给我们。
To accomplish much for him.
来为他达成更多的事。
And that he honors you for your work.
他会来尊敬你，你所做成的这一切。
And that's why you honor him.
为什么？这是为什么你要来尊崇他
？Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天父
，Maker of heaven and earth，
创造天地的主宰
，Creator of the sun，
造日头的主。
Thank you that you are a God of bounty.
我们感谢你，你是丰富的神。
Thank you that you are a God of favor.
我们谢谢你，你是赐恩惠的神。
Thank you that you are a God of glory.
我们谢谢你，你是那荣耀的主。
We pray that you might encourage us.
我们愿意祷告，愿意你来鼓励我们。
Deepen our faith in Jesus.
让我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面更加的谨慎。
The life that we live this week.
让我们这个星期的生活。
May we live by faith in the Son of God.
来表达出我们像一个日头那样的信心。
Who has loved us and given Himself for us.
他爱我们，把他自己赏赐了，舍掉给了我们。
And as we see the sun,
当我们看见日头的时候,
may we experience your bounty, your favor, and your glory.
帮助我们来经历你自己的丰富，你自己的恩惠和你自己的荣耀。
For our joy,
为我们的喜乐,
and your glory,
为你的荣耀,
now and forevermore.
直到永远。
We pray in Jesus' name.
耶稣名，阿门。
Amen.